The following is a production of Des Moines Sears Media.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Creating Positive Energy podcast with me, David Sears. I tend to watch mostly lighthearted shows when I try to unwind. Friends, King of the Hill, Parks and Recreation is my current go-to. But my friend Gabe and my dad told me about Ted Lasso on Apple TV. I wasn't too sure about it because the premise is a fish-out-of-water scenario. An FCS football coach gets hired to run an English Premier soccer team. The coach, Ted Lasso, is a very positive person and down-to-earth with folksy sayings and genuine care for his players, bosses, friends, and everyone he comes into contact with. Throughout the show, Ted has some great pearls of wisdom that I want to share with you today. Number one, doing the right thing is never the wrong thing. We are often faced with difficult choices that we know we should make. It is important to do it the right way, even when it is uncomfortable. Number two, all people are different people. Ted learns that he has to coach every player individually to reach them. Whether it's a hot-headed me-first guy or someone more of a background player, we have to realize that every person we meet responds and acts differently. Find a way to reach that person. Number three, see good in others. I know it is difficult. I know we immediately want to assume the worst in others, especially when that person is of a different political opinion, religion, race, or sports fandom. But we need to understand that every one of us here on Earth wants to be accepted for who we are. It is difficult. People will test you, but continue to find the good in others. Number four, forgive first. People are going to wrong you. They will mistreat you. But you can be the bigger person by going ahead and forgiving them. It is not easy, and I'm not saying that you need to not be cautious after someone has betrayed your trust or mistreated you, but forgive them and move on. Be the bigger person. Number five, tell the truth. The truth is uncomfortable for us, especially when we are in the wrong or have messed up. You will still have to face consequences for your actions, but telling the truth is a way to rebuild trust and ease your conscience. Number six, winning is an attitude. A winning mindset gives you a positive attitude. You will find that no matter what the situation, you believe it will work out for the best. It's hard. This world wants to beat you down, but you have to focus on what you can do to be a winner in whatever situation you are in. Number seven, optimists do more. A positive, winning mindset helps you when the situation gets difficult. This doesn't mean you act as if the situation doesn't suck, but you focus on what you can control and go from there. If you work on that and be appreciative of what you have, you'll be a winner. Number eight, stay curious. Never stop learning and be curious. You need to be teachable. The world is always changing, whether it is new technology, new knowledge, or new ideas. Keep learning and being curious about things to work on improving yourself and others. And when you learn new things, you can apply that knowledge to help others grow. Number nine, happiness is a choice. When things get tough, bad, or downright hopeless, choose to be happy. It's hard, but knowing that you can control your attitude and your outlook helps you to empower yourself. Choosing happiness is not always easy. There will be moments when you feel defeated, but choosing happiness allows you to be grateful, and gratitude is such an underrated thing today. Choosing happiness and gratitude is never the wrong choice. And finally, number 10, believe. You have to believe in yourself. You are the only person who will always be there for you. You must believe that no matter what situation you find yourself in, you'll find a way out. You'll find a way to be where you're supposed to be. And believing you can do something helps you actually achieve it. Believe you can lose that weight. Believe you can read for 10 minutes a day. Believing helps you achieve it by giving you a plan. I highly recommend Ted Lasso, though a fair warning, the language can be R-rated and there are some sexual situations. Overall, it is a great show that helps you feel better after you watch it. It hits you in the feels sometimes and deals with difficult subjects. But when you watch it and feel the love and care of Ted towards everyone in the series, you cannot help but feel better. Ted inspires everyone around him. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Creating Positive Energy. Please like, share, and subscribe. The show is available on all major podcasting platforms. If you would like to advertise on this show or any other show on Des Moines Sears Media, feel free to message me on X at DavidSears1982, on Instagram at DavidSears1982, or email me at DavidSears1982@gmail.com. Also, feel free to follow me on those platforms as I tweet a lot and post lots of memes and inspirational memes. I look forward to sharing positive things with you every day and growing this show with listeners and like-minded people like you. I'm David Sears, and remember, today is a great day to have a great day.
The proceeding has been a production of Des Moines Sears Media.